Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The more I hear people say that, and I think we've heard people say enough, that, well, the committee was going to wrong somebody, so it just happened to be Florida State. I would argue that if you can show me how Alabama would have been wronged by not making the Final Four of college football, I will hear your legitimate argument. But I know they lost, and I know Florida State didn't. Tim Brando is one of the voices of college football. Nobody is more passionate about the game than the play-by-play man from Fox. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show, so I will just let you go right here, sir. Thoughts on what the committee did yesterday?
Beneath comprehension, beyond the pale. I don't really know where to start. And the most unfortunate part about it, Adam, is the role that television here played in a very inappropriate manner, in my view. And it pains me to have to single out colleagues, people I respect, but when influencing and coercing takes place, and I think that happened here in a very planned and contrived manner. I've been in this business a long time. I've been in a lot of meetings. I've gone over a lot of formats, and I understand how segments and blocks of segments are put together for studio shows, and I've done them at every network I've worked for, except the one I'm at now.
Right.
Okay? The only place that I've never done a studio show for is Fox, and I just finished my 10th college football season with them. But I understand the infrastructure of that kind of programming and what goes on. And I have a lot of respect, a ton of respect, for Kirk Herbstreit as a broadcast analyst. I do, and I think he's worked his butt off to get where he is today. And he is the premier voice of college football for that network. And because it is the biggest and the behemoth of our industry, it's a much more powerful position than maybe it would have been, say, when Mike Gottfried was the mm-hmm. analyst with Ron Franklin. Okay, it's a much larger role. And because he's on both their studio shows as well as games, he really does bear, I think, a lot of influence and responsibility with that influence. And I just thought, particularly since I was getting ready for a basketball game at the Kohl Center in Wisconsin, and I had Friday night, after going to the practices for both teams and seeing the coaches, I was able to watch the Pac-12 championship, see much of the conversation in the aftermath of that, wake up and watch game day the following day, where, you know, they really enabled Greg Sankey to have an hour-long infomercial on why not just Alabama should get in,
right,
but Georgia, too, were they to lose. I mean, it was like there's no way you can't have not just one, but two of our teams in. And by the way, the commissioner of the league should be doing that.
Yeah.
That's his job. So I have no qualms whatsoever with what Greg Sankey did. It sort of begs the question, where was Jim Phillips?
I agree.
Isn't he, as a commissioner of a league that also has a contract with the worldwide leader, shouldn't he be doing the same thing? And why isn't he? You know, after the fact, harsh statement is not enough. That's not going to cut it.
Nope.
With your membership. That's another conversation for another question, perhaps, that you might want to deliver. But the point here is it was set up like hitting a fungo. Let me throw you this little ball into the position so you can knock it right out of the park, Greg Sankey. And it was facilitated by Herbie and that studio crew. And they all, no one offered any other thought besides Booger McFarland, who does what primarily? The NFL.
Right.
Booger primarily does the NFL. And full disclosure, I've known Booger a long time. As a young broadcaster coming up, I gave him some advice along his path and his journey. But I don't speak. I mean, we play golf occasionally, but we don't talk every week or every month even. But he was the only one that did not cower to Herb Street's whims on game day about why Alabama absolutely deserved to be in and should be in over Florida State because of their pedigree and they being Alabama and Jordan Travis being out. And, yeah, we all know about criteria. I know that last paragraph, which is, by the way, one of the reasons I've said that this playoff has been corrupt from the jump. I said it because that paragraph was there for one reason only, and it's the last paragraph in the criteria. It's not a rule. It's just a criteria. And mm-hmm. they put it in there to say basically, hey, if it gets dicey and there's some players that are out, we reserve the right to do whatever we damn well please and plug in any team we damn well want to plug in. And they chose to use it.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This time, okay, even after Florida State had proven that they could win with a backup quarterback and, in fact, could win with a third-string quarterback against, I'd say, Florida, not a bad team to play on the road at the Swamp, and against the Louisville team that beat Notre Dame and was a 10-win team. And many had to think after losing to a rival would be more than just a little bit pumped up
right.
to right that wrong by beating Florida State in the ACC championship in a neutral site. And Florida State withstood all of that and got to 13-0. And for that to suddenly not count because, gee, the better matchup and the one America would really rather see, and specifically Kirk would like to see,
mm-hmm.
because he wants a better game, is Alabama. I'm sorry, that just does not work, and in my opinion is highly inappropriate.
I got two more questions. I want to get to two things before we run out of time, because you have so many thoughts on this. You and I could probably talk about this for 3 hours, as opposed to the 10 or 12 minutes that we really have allotted for this type of a conversation.
Right.
We probably should do this again in a couple of days. So Tony Barnhart, one of the all-time, one of the legends of covering this sport, on Twitter earlier, either late yesterday or earlier today, said the committee's only job is to find the four best teams. And they always say that, except that this is the first year that they really did it. This is no offense to Cincinnati or even TCU from last year, or in many of the years where they have gone with the Power 5 unbeaten conference, Power 5 conference unbeaten team, is that Cincinnati wasn't one of the four best teams a few years ago, but they were one of the four most deserving teams. And sometimes those things don't jive. Maybe this didn't jive now, but it does ring hollow with all the lobbying and all the lobbying that ESPN has allowed, including Tuesday night show, which is a bigger fraud than anything. It does. Yeah. It does ring hollow that suddenly now we are looking for the four best.
To use not just Cincinnati, but to use the Georgia blowout of TCU, okay, to help create your narrative. Wait a minute. Didn't they beat Michigan to get to that game?
That's right. Yes.
I believe they did.
Yep.
Why do we suddenly get amnesia about that?
Right.
I mean, it's college athletics. It's college football. Emotions play a role in a matchup. And, oh, by the way, TCU lost Kendre Miller in that Michigan game, who was their best running back, who's playing for the Saints now, and they lost some punch in their run game. And that affected the early going of that game with Georgia, and it got out of hand. But to use those teams, okay, in such a condescending manner against a Power 5 champion that went 13-0, I mean, you can throw dirt on the ACC all you want, and I understand that a lot of the membership is probably pointing in the direction of Phillips and the ACC mm-hmm. office. And in some cases, maybe that it does hold water. I think he could do a better job of championing his membership. He certainly isn't swinging the same stick that
nope.
John Swofford did when he and Mike Slive were in lockstep. He's been blown away by Greg Sankey. Sankey
yep.
has absolutely obliterated the ACC that used to be in lockstep with the SEC. They voted together on almost everything. But the reality is those kids, those Florida State kids, and that coaching staff, okay, that went out and played every team that they had to play and included LSU on their schedule, by the way, a top 15 team that they beat, while their conference also beat the SEC in non-conference games 6-4 during the course of the year, and that should have been insurance for them to get in as an undefeated. Hell, it could have been insurance for them to get in as a one-loss team. But instead, to treat them as though they were that the outsider, the outlier that Cincinnati was or that TCU was, is just that's, if that's not corruption, what is? If that is not corruption of a process by a cartel, it's all about money and power, not about integrity. That's what this is about. Yesterday, Adam, was a victory for money
yeah.
and power, and it was defeat for integrity. That's what happened in college football yesterday.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that, and it will be open for the next television contract, and it will be shared at least by two, maybe by three different broadcast entities. I don't know, maybe four. Maybe everybody. Maybe it'll be Disney, Fox, CBS, and NBC. Maybe it'll be everybody.
With the kind of money that they're asking, trust me, it's going to at least take two and maybe more. You're right. Yeah, because they want like $50 million per game. Okay, that's the number I'm hearing bandied about. Well, if that's the case, it's going to take more than just one. But yeah, I would also say this, okay, and again, full disclosure, all the guys at Fox may not agree with me. Okay,
right.
They may not. In fact, I think Klatt also believes Alabama should be in. And by the way, that's okay. It's not that Alabama is in for me. That's not the issue. It's how it was handled and the way the narrative was portrayed and the disgusting examples of how media could coerce a committee that took place here. And that's the problem. And it's about time that more media paid attention to all of college football so that we're not having to educate those that don't know what we know. And the reason they don't is because the networks, the very networks that carry college football, don't cover it on a daily basis like they do the NBA,
right.
The NFL, ad nauseum on these disgusting embrace debate shows that really are targeting the lowest form of demographic intelligence in the history of mankind.
All right, let me get one quick thing here. We'll try to let's see if we can do this in a minute and a half. I don't know if we can, but let's see, because I want to get to specifically that show on Tuesday nights, which every single Tuesday I come on this radio station and I say, don't pay attention to anything they say. It's all fake. It's just a TV show. But what it does is it creates talking points for them all week long, and not just for them, everybody. But everybody uses it, so then it becomes part of the narrative. And when Florida State fell outside the whatever, and to me, that's the problem.
But you know what, Adam? They didn't. This is where the committee really made a mistake. They didn't drop them far enough.
Okay? Right. They should have gone to like 10.
Yeah, absolutely. By keeping them at 5, all right, that was a false narrative that the committee created for itself. All right. So now you see, you know, the error of their ways. And that's where, as I mentioned before, they were coerced. Sankey and Herbie on game day and that infomercial on that show at that time, in that moment, is the reason why those people in that room decided to go in the direction they did. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt.
Tim Brando, my friend, I appreciate your time. We'll talk again very soon. We have at least 2 more hours of a conversation to have.
Good talking to you, Adam.
You got it. Tim Brando. At Timmy B. He is just the best. At Tim Brando on Twitter.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.